Joyce, let's go right back to the beginning of the day. You lost the toss. Were you expecting to be...
I thought they'd bowl, I have to admit, and we would have bowled if we'd won the toss, just because we felt the wicket felt cold and it had a bit of dampness in it. But to be perfectly honest, I called tails because I thought, you know, I didn't really want to win the toss because I wasn't sure what to do, because it is a good wicket, you know. It's not really a 20 wickets in a day wicket, but both teams do have very strong seam attacks, and you know, these things can happen sometimes early season.
But your bowlers took full advantage, and great to see Chris Jordan back in the side, and he was tremendous.
Yeah, there was a bit of pressure on Chris because obviously he's trying to get into the test side. You know, he's in a great position to do that. You know, he performed well in the winter, so a lot expected of him, and he came in for Steph Peeler, who did well in the last game. So, you know, we're obviously a winning team going into the second game. He comes in, but, you know, he's been a brilliant player for us in the last year and a game. So he bowled brilliantly up top, ripped the top three out, and you know, you need your top players need to do that for us. So it was great to see him bowling well.
The other thing, the catching was terrific in the first match, John. Oh, terrific again today,
yeah,
as well.
Yeah. Thanks, Billy. We've put a lot of emphasis on the last few years to take our catches. You know, as top sides, we identified these guys and a couple of other teams who take all their slip catches, and to win game, you know, consistently win games of 4-day cricket with four prong seam attack, you need to take those catches. So we've done a huge amount of work in the winter. You know, we've good catches in there, and you know, it's just a matter of making sure we keep putting in that work and don't rest on our laurels, because you know, it's such an important part of the game.
All out for 87, and Sussex really pressed home that advantage. Terrific knock by yourself. You just seemed to be in great nick.
Yeah, I felt really good. You know, started well and hit some boundaries at the top, and just felt like I just keep going like that. I thought it was a kind of wicket which maybe had a ball in it that might get you out if you went a bit tentative. So I just kept trying to score, and you know, it worked obviously well. We're a little bit frustrated not to be. You know, we feel like the way the wicket played when we got the heavy roller on it, we felt maybe we could have been 5 or 6 down overnight with a 140, 150 lead and push on tomorrow and try and get 200 leads. So, but they're a very good side. They bowled really well after tea. I thought Chris Wokes and Jeetan Patel bowled top spells there straight after tea, and you know, they're one of the best sides for a reason. So we know we've got a huge amount of work to do tomorrow to try and push home this advantage.
How do you read the wicket going into tomorrow, Ed?
I think it will flatten out. They'll probably use a heavy... I'm guessing they'll use the heavy roller on it now. Their turn to use it. And judging by the way he sort of played for us, it should flatten out the wicket a little bit and get a bit slower. We've just got to be really patient and try and get that ball swinging like we did in the first innings. And as I said, be patient, hopefully take our catches, and hopefully we've got a smallish chase in the last innings. But I do expect them to come back very hard. They're a very good side. So, you know, we certainly won't be resting on our laurels.
Disappointing Matt Prior missing out. What's the score with his Achilles, Ed?
Well, he's got a long-standing Achilles problem. He had it in the first game. You know, he's touch and go to play in that. Thank God he did, because he obviously got a brilliant 100 for us. You know, we miss him hugely in this game. In fact, we miss Nash himself and Luke Wright, you know, quite a lot. Three experienced, very, very good players for us, and you know, we've got a bit of inexperience in the middle order there. But those boys did really well last week, and I thought Rory came in and played very well today as well. So, you know, to be missing those three guys and still be in the position we are against a very good team is a good effort.
Thanks very much, and well played today.
Thanks. Cheers.